Welcome to Our Chatter. This is a channel where it's a place for voices, thoughts, and maybe stories that are desperately to be shared but unheard. This is not your perfect podcast with perfect English, perfect voice. This is just me, expressing my thoughts, sharing my stories, and hopefully one day, I'll be the voice to yours as well. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 3, Letting You Go. Letting go is not a process that comes naturally to us. In a world that teaches us to cling to what we love at all costs, there is an undeniable art to moving on. And it's one that we are constantly relearning. I read a book recently, and in this series of honest and poignant essays, the author explores the harsh reality of what it means to let go of the people and situation we love most, often before we are ready to, and how to embrace what comes next. So, why this topic? Just a couple days ago, I think it was around 5 something in the morning when I was still half asleep, I took my phone and popped it on Facebook and came across a Facebook stories from someone I used to quite like but was mean to me. Someone who turned into a stranger for not having the mutual feelings as I. The stories caught my attention because it was a photo of a portrait next to a bed, a portrait that I bought when I went to Europe. It was a portrait of 2 cats on a branch looking at the moon. I'm pretty sure it doesn't mean anything, or does it have anything related to me when the photo was taken and posted. But I was taken aback actually, for I didn't expect the portrait would still be there. I thought it'd probably be somewhere deep in the box. I didn't know why, but it bothers me to see the portrait again. Perhaps it brought back some memories that was quite painful. The first night we hung out, we went to a pub with a group of friends, but halfway through the night, both of us snuck out and went to a cafe and talked for hours and hours. It felt like we have known each other for years, and I felt for this person almost instantly. But it wasn't long before my feelings were in the air and it turned everything upside down. We were still in the same group of friends, we still had lunch together, but this person did everything to avoid having any conversation with me and always made sure not sitting next to me. You know, it was like I already had COVID-19 virus back then in 2013. And looking at the conversation we had back then, I gotta admit, I sounded pretty annoying and pushy, especially for someone who doesn't care. And I guess I pushed this person further away. And we stopped connecting each other when I moved to another department, but we bumped into each other occasionally in the office, but the air was always filled with ice. And eventually we stopped talking to each other completely when I stopped taking the initiative to text first. The last text was back in 2016, and it was just a simple birthday wish. I gotta admit that at some point, there was more anger than like. I just couldn't understand why I was treated harshly for what I felt. I was the same before and after, but I received a 360 change of attitude from this person, and I got upset and I was angry. Recently, I read a book and it talks about deciding to forgive. Forgiveness is a vast, untraversable land for those who crave justice. The very thought of letting someone walk away scot-free from what they have done to make us sick. We don't want to simply wipe our hands clean. We want to transfer some blood onto theirs. And we want to see the scores even and the playing field level. We want them to bear the weight of what they have done, not us. But forgiveness seems like the ultimate betrayal of yourself. You don't want to give up the fight for justice after what has happened to you. The anger is burning inside you and pumping toxicity throughout your system. You know that, but you can't let it go. The anger is as inseparable as a part of you as your heart or mind or lungs. I know the feeling. I know the second heartbeat that is furry. But here's the thing about anger. It's an instrumental emotion. We stay angry because we want justice, because we think it's useful, because we assume that the angrier we are, the more change we will be capable of incurring. Anger doesn't realize that the past is over and the damage has been done. It tells you that vengeance will fix things. It's on the pursuit of justice. Except the justice we want isn't always realistic. Staying angry is like continually picking the scrap off a cut because you think that if you keep the wound open, you won't get a scar. It's thinking that someday the person who wronged you can give you some stitches with such incredible precision that you will never know the cut was once there. The truth about anger is that it's nothing more than refusal to heal because you are scared to. Because you are afraid of who you will be once your wounds close up and you will have to go on living in your new, unfamiliar skin. You want your old skin back, and so anger tells you to keep that wound bleeding. When you are seething, forgiveness seems impossible. We want to be capable of it because intellectually, we know it's the healthiest choice to make. We want the peace forgiveness offers. We want the release. We want the madness in our brain to quiet down, and yet we cannot find a way to get there. Because here's what they all fail to tell you about forgiveness. It's not going to fix anything. It's not an eraser that will wipe away the pain of what happened to you. It does not undo the pain that you have been living with and grant you immediate peace. Finding peace is a long uphill battle. Forgiveness is just what you think to stay hydrated along the way. Forgiveness means giving up hope for a different past. It means knowing that the past is over, the dust has settled, and the destruction left in its wake can never be reconstructed to resemble what it was. It is accepting that there is no magic solution to the damage that has been caused. It's the realization that as unfair as the hurricane was, you still have to live in its city of ruins. And no amount of anger is going to reconstruct the city. You have to do it all by yourself. Forgiveness means accepting responsibility, not for causing the destruction, but for cleaning it up. It's the decision that restoring your own peace is finally a bigger priority than disrupting someone else. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to make amends with who hurt you. It doesn't mean befriending them, sympathizing with them, or validating what they have done to you. It just means accepting that they have left a mark on you, and that for better or for worse, that mark is now on you and your burden to bear. It means you are done waiting for the person who broke you to come put you back together. It's a decision to heal your own wounds, regardless of which marks they are going to leave on your skin. It's a decision to move forward with scars. Forgiveness isn't about letting injustice right. It's about creating your own justice, your own karma, and your own destiny. It's about getting back onto your feet and deciding that the rest of your life isn't going to be miserable because of what happened to you. It means walking bravely into the future with every scar and callus you have incurred along the way. Forgiveness means saying that you are not going to let what happened to you define you any longer. Forgiveness doesn't mean you are giving up all your power. Forgiveness means you are finally ready to take it back. So, that's all for tonight. If you have stories you want to share or any interesting topics you want us to discuss, or even if you have issues that are troubling your mind and nowhere to be heard, feel free to share. I'm always ready to listen. Thank you so much for listening to our chatter. Your like and subscribe mean a lot to me. See you at the next episode. Good night.